All right, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. Want to do this quick video today about a horrifying video I saw. Doesn't surprise me, unfortunately, from the Dalai Lama. Many of you have already seen this, where he is trying to kiss a young boy, asks the young boy to kiss and suck his tongue. Quite disturbing. We're going to jump right into this and a few other of the spiritually leaders in the world today. And again, I'm putting out this video so you could do your own homework, so you could think for yourself and realize that the people we put on these pedestals, all the people in the global picture are in on it. They're all in on this. They're all in on the depopulation agenda. They are all in on it. Deepak Chopra, Sadhguru, Dalai Lama are all in on it. Check out quantumcollective.world. We got some amazing ancient grains, some great, great, great supplements, ascension supplements out there. Food shortages are coming. Don't kid yourself. It is happening. That's why we got to get prepared. Mind, body, and soul. So I'm going to share my screen here. Let's jump to the first video and get ready for this one because it was kind of crazy when I saw it. You tell me what you think. Leave the comments below and I'll show you some more videos after this. Check this out.
Exactly, my tongue. And you
And you can see at the beginning here, he kisses him. And then he says, "Suck my tongue." Now, some people may automatically be like, "Oh, he's kidding. Dalai Lama is very, playful, and it's just, him being the Dalai Lama." But yet, the official Dalai Lama, Tibetan group put out a thing today apologizing for it, which I'm going to share here, so you could also see for yourself. Let me share this screen over here. This is from the Gateway Pundit, very, very credible source. Dalai Lama issues apology for asking young Indian boy to suck his tongue. This came out today, April 10th. And here is another video of it. They're, wiping out his face. But, I've been wanting to do this video for a while because I've already seen Sadhguru, and I used to listen to his videos too. Like, oh my God, Sadhguru is such knowledge, right? That's part of the trick. Right? They come with the healing. They come with the answers, the antidotes. But behind closed doors, they're part of the big boy club. Check out this image I'm going to share here as well. And look at this one over here. And this is just another, I guess, screenshot that I found. This one is full statement from Tibetan spiritual leaders. The 89-year-old sexually assaulted young boy, they're saying sexually assaulted. His Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as many friends across the world, for the hurt his words may have caused. His Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras. He regrets the incident. So imagine what he's doing off camera, right? This is what he's doing on camera. He's actually just suck his tongue. Okay. Now, what else did the Dalai Lama do? Let's go back a little bit more. So people may say, "Oh, that's he's being playful." But let's look at the Dalai Lama's agenda. Let's jump to this article. Question the Dalai Lama: who would the Buddha vaccinate? So this is 2012. This is the Dalai Lama vaccinating a baby, January 20, 2010. The article is written 2012. During this globally televised and deeply symbolic event, the Dalai Lama vaccinated not one, but two infants, an expression of compassion, as well as to lend his visible support for India's National Immunization Day. The 14th Dalai Lama, mind you, is not only the exiled political leader of Tibet, but is believed to be his devotees to be the living and breathing manifestation of the Bath, Shiva, and compassion. and the Bat Shiva an expression of enlightenment. It is therefore no small thing for him to be personally administering vaccines to infants on the very spot that Buddha was believed to have attained enlightenment. Literally, where all the Tibetan Indian religion Buddha is meant to be reincarnated, and where he got his spiritual enlightenment, the Dalai Lama is there vaccinating babies. Let me share this one with you. Dalai Lama receives COVID vaccine and calls on others to get the injection, just like Trump and all the other ones. If they're calling for the injections, they're part of the depopulation agenda. Do not kid you. Here are some pictures of the Dalai Lama himself getting vaccinated. There you go. I found this video as well. Dalai Lama recounts his exile and admits he's a Marxist. Listen to this one.
According to my view, as far as socio-economic theory is concerned, I'm Marxist. Still, I'm Marxist. You are a Marxist. So dangerous person in the capitalist country.
So dangerous, he says.
So
dangerous. But yes, I'm a Marxist. All right, let's jump to the other fakey here. Deepak Chopra. I used to like Deepak. I've actually met with his manager once when I was in New York. I wanted to get him on the radio show 10 years ago. Not anymore. Now that I've learned. Deepak Chopra. Let's see what's up with him. He's tweeting about supporting vaccines. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the benefits of vaccines. Here is a letter from Chopra.com, his website, letter about COVID-19. Chopra Global has always been on the forefront of health and well-being, applying the wisdom and ancient healing systems and integration with modern science. In the context of the current COVID-19 pandemic, it is imperative that we have a spiritual perspective, yet use modern science to guide us. So guess what? With this in mind, all of our events from now forward, including staff and guests, are required to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 prior to their arrival. Pushing the vaccines as well. Here's another one from DeepakChopra.com, his own website. Right now, the push to control the latest surges in COVID have focused on three things that have gained around-the-clock publicity: mask distancing and vaccines. Relying on them has given people hope in the face of the pandemic. Pushing vaccines right from his website. All right, let's jump to scam artist number three. This one is Sadhguru, who I used to like love his quotes. I mean, I still like some of his quotes, but now that I did some research and I found out like what this guy's about, like, come on. So check this one out. Here's Sadhguru. This video is from a few years ago. It was from pre-pandemic.
The most important thing is this. The beginning of 20th century, we were just 1.6 billion people. Now, 2019, we are 7.6 billion people. Now, they are saying by 2050, we will be 9.6 billion people. Why are we making these predictions? Why don't we have a plan? Why don't we say in the next 50 years, we will be 4.5 billion people?
Are we
willing to address this? This is what needs to be addressed. It may look like there are many problems, but actually there's only one problem. We are nice, but we're just too many.
Oh, we're too many.
This we need to understand. There is no space for any other creature to live on this planet.
Really?
Simply because we are so many and our footprint is so big. So we are trying to reduce the size of our footprint. I understand that. But believe me, it is much easier to control human population than human aspirations.
Really?
You cannot control human aspirations. You can easily control human population if everybody is focused on that.
If
the nations,
everyone.
The religions of the world, various community leaders, everybody, if they are focused on seeing how to bring down the population of this planet, human population, so that other populations can live.
And there he is with the dark Sith Emperor himself at the end. You saw that? There he is. Charles Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the dark Sith leader himself. There he is. Oh, Sadhguru, so good to see you. All right. Now let me jump to one last video I'm going to show here. This one
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that, that others are reluctant
to
trouble.
Bring up. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
Wow. You heard what he said? They want more souls. I want less on the planet. Who do you think he's referring to? I'll tell you. Satan, demons, the devil. They want more souls. I want less on the planet. He as well has taken the blood oath sacrifice along with the Dalai Lama, along with Deepak, all these people. There's the evidence yourself. As always, do your own homework. Thank you, Star Tribe. Get this information out there. Who knows how long this video is going to be up. I found these videos myself, doing my homework. You do it yourself. Check out quantumcollective.world. Stay healthy. Love y'all. Jonah Bolt out.